Is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Five Wanita. Five Wanita, or Lima Wanita, an Indonesian female vocal group formed in 2008, consists of Rieka Roslan, Andin, Nina Tamam, Yuni Syahara, and Iga Mawarni. This group was formed because they want to speak out, create and preserve Indonesian culture, one of which is the Indonesian kebaya, or traditional Indonesian blouse. To coincide with the declaration of National Kebaya Day, which fell on July 24, 2024, Lima Wanita released the single Kebaya Indonesia, or Indonesian Kebaya. Created by Rieka Roslan, this song tells about kebaya fashion as national culture and a symbol of the struggle and emancipation of women in Indonesia from time to time. The song release is supported by the Indonesian Women's Congress. It was sung for the first time by Lima Wanita at the first National Kebaya Day event held by the Congress on July 24, 2024 in Jakarta. Listeners, here are Lima Wanita with Kebaya Indonesia.
Kebaya tersimpan kekuatan wanita. Voice of Indonesia.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Listener, here is quote of the day. No matter how quick a lie spreads, the truth in time will come. A quote from Tan Malaka. Listener, Tan Malaka is an Indonesian hero born in 50 Kota, West Sumatra. He is a figure of important ideas who played a great role in the history of Indonesian struggle for independence. Tan Malaka took various important roles such as leadership in many organizations and parties. He hates injustice but cares so much for the suffering of the laborers. Tan Malaka is a fighter with ideas that inspire many other Indonesian figures. And listener, that's quote of the day.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Apparently, very good news, not only for Indonesians who would like to go back home to their hometown during their Eid later, it's also maybe a good news for the people who wanted to visit Indonesia during the Eid al-Fitr period, because the government is offering a 10% discount for the airfare during the Eid al-Fitr homecoming period. Quote from antaranews.com, the coordinating minister for economic affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, said that the discount will be applicable to flights scheduled the week before Eid and a week after the holiday. And not only for the flights, listener, the same discount will also be given to the toll roads. So people who are using the land transportation to go around the country for the Eid homecoming will also be facilitated and feel easier to go back home and back again to their own respective houses. By the way, we're not only giving the discounts to allow people to go further or even to aggregate more people to go with the discount, but the government, according to the coordinating minister, is also strengthening transportation infrastructure across the land, the sea, the air, and even railway to facilitate the smooth flow of the homecoming.
Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Utopia with Hujan, the song was, which was released back in 2007. And talking about rain, and also so many years ago, Lister, apparently rain, according to some people, can hypnotize people to be remembering their, well,
best memories. That's why there are a lot of posts online about being sad or being mellow during when the rain is falling. And then talking about what happens back several years ago during the COVID-19 pandemic, do any one of you join something like a master class, a boot camp, or online training, anything like that? Honestly, I didn't join any of that, but I saw online also a lot of people are joining interesting boot camps about digital marketing, about stock, about I'm talking about investment and also so many others. And not only by each people, listener, Indonesian government also held a lot of online training with a very specific aim, which is creating digital talent. And recently, listener, the Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs will use online training to provide the digital talent creation amid the budget efficiently policy. The head of the Ministry's Human Resources Development Agency, Bonifacius Wahyu Pujianto, said that the online training mechanism will be similar to the one implemented back during the COVID-19 pandemic. So all the participants will join all the classes and also all the activities using teleconferencing applications. And according to Pujianto, it is possible to offer digital skills training online to produce digital talents in the country. Anyway, there are only a few materials that require face-to-face activities, so, well, it suits the budget. Honestly, in this kind of era, well, people said that it's better work from home, and we know that a lot of people are traveling, but actually they are working with their own laptops or maybe online jobs. It's good, it's fine, and if you haven't got any job, maybe you need to join such online training, just like the one we have in Indonesia. Maybe in your country, you also have the one similar to ours. But if you do not have it, or maybe there are some differences, you can share with us to our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130. And also our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram plus TikTok, VOI_official.
I love you. I need you, I miss you. Aku tak bisa musnahkan kamu dari otakku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Children love their screen time.
Screen time.
Yay!
But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Still listening to Dewa with Cemburu, and you're after this you'll be listening to Story About Wayang Kulit or the Shadow Puppet. Stay tuned on Vio Indonesia Radio and also the application RRI Digital.
Yeah.
That's the sound of Gending traditional music from wayang or a shadow puppet performance at Museum Seno Budoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by Gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu bentuknya bukan seperti ini.
As I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people. But wayang wasn't like this. It had the release of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang kluwo or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely Mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi, seni pedhalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan. Yang saya
ketahui. So, puppet mastery contains many philosophies. The main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the wood. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binaba. So, knowledge is sought, not kept. So people can choose the good or the bad one. So, it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau Angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur. Antara lain begitu. Pendawa lima.
For example, the story of Ramayana in which Rahwana is bad and cruel, while Rama is nice and honest. Pandawa Lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect, but in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad, but not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Jagari, jagari. Yo, 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 maju, 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 maju.
Unlike other traditional art, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. Lebih dari
puppet masubi and karawitan classical Japanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the U.S. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus kan. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lah.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian president Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Koco graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and is amazing.
Kita berbasis dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita, yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya, karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art around us. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. it's more transparent. So I equip it with wayang tafib and lighting with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tafib uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the light hits, while wayang tafib is colorful.
That's the explanation of tafib, modern wayang creator. Wayang tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tafib was created as tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitu ya.
I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage which can be useful for a world.
Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitu. Nah, saya mengambil.
At first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle is snake. So who is eagle? It raises question, and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for wolves, something like that.
Figures in wayang tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one drew wayang figures. They drew SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Thich Nhat, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance, which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu. Karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi,
I don't like modern wayang which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation. Otherwise, they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching
forms,
so it still runs in Kraton. Kids are forced in it.
According to Bhakti Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Wayang itu bisa berubah-berubah, karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman.
Rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30 as PKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of six army generals, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected Gatot Kaca figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Taufik hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya ya generasi muda supaya lebih
I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. If it goes international, I'm so excited.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our art or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing, making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
Oh, wajah hitam, meski air mata darah kau curahkan, merasa dirindukan jalan terbaik untuk tetap berdiri. Penyesalan memang selalu menakutkan, tapi itu kenyataan.
Now here's the news. The Food and Drug Monitoring Agency announced the recall of 91 illegal cosmetics and skincare brands containing hazardous ingredients, as quoted from Antara on Tuesday. The Food and Drug Monitoring Agency discovery was based on intensive inspection results during the period from the 10th until the 18th of February 2025 across Indonesia. The chief of the Food and Drug Monitoring Agency, Taruna Ikrar, in the written statement quoted on Sunday, recently reminded the public not to be easily swayed by cosmetic product advertisements with exaggerated claims, including those promising instant effects. He cautioned customers to always carefully check for circulation permits and product contents. Mount Semeru in East Java erupted on Wednesday evening. The observed ash column reached approximately 1,100 meters above the peak, or around 4,700 meters above the sea level. The eruption of the highest volcano in the island of Java occurred at 5:30 p.m. Western Indonesian time. At this level 2 activity or alert, residents are recommended not to carry out any activities in the southeastern sector along Besuk Kobokan, within a distance of 8 km from the peak or the eruption center. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. You're still listening to Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia. More contents about Indonesia is still available, so stay tuned on Radio Service, Voice of